Kill. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:05 and 5 seconds. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming at KCNR1460.com. You can also chat with us today that way. Just get on there and just go to the where it says chat, and you don't need to join anything. We're not into joining things here. You can just start chatting with us. Carl and Linda Bott here.
I don't believe so.
Oh, that's right. Except Linda is on assignment getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. And so our latest guest co-host, Judy Salter, is here.
And thrilled to be here. And I was just hoping Linda got to sleep in this morning. I don't know how she gets up at this hour.
Well,
I'm glad to be here, too.
Okay. So we also are joined, of course, by Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you doing today, Bad Bob?
Actually, ended up taking a nap yesterday. It was weird. Just got really tired. And
is that because Michael Steele was in town? Little Republican joke early in the morning.
She didn't waste any time, did she?
That's okay. We're going to talk about the big Democratic buffet. The Democrats are having a buffet dinner tonight. If they can find a, if they can find a
11
Democrat,
of us.
If they can find five people. And of course, my guest co-host. We're so happy to have you here, Judy Salter.
Thrilled. I'm just delighted to be here. I have such fun with y'all.
Well, you know what? You are, you know, good people, Judy, and you've got a big job here today.
Because
you're holding it in your hand.
Oh, because I've got to do the weather.
You've got the weather.
You see, they give me all the important jobs. But the good news is it looks like it's going to be a great weekend. I really think fall is finally slipping into Reading. It's going to be partly sunny today with a high near 74 and calm winds becoming south. Those winds were awful the other day. I lost a whole pecan tree just right down in my backyard. Sunny tomorrow, a high near 75. Friday night's a little bit cloudy, but then Saturday comes up with being partly sunny again and a high near 80. So we're going to sort of gently creep into fall.
You know, and the weather's brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, your place to go. In fact, Linda will be there with four great musicians on Friday night, and they're going to be singing. So get your tickets early. Call out there. You're going to need reservations because they fill up the music room. But then they have room in the other dining areas out there. That's in Selmo's. It's just a short ride from Palisadero. Great place to eat, and the entertainment and the singing is going to be wonderful. So you're right. The Michael Steele, you brought it up. Michael Steele arrived yesterday in the Fire Pelosi bus.
I wish I could have seen that bus. I love campaign season because I just have this wicked sense of humor. So I don't care whether the jokes are about the Republicans or the Democrats if it's a good joke, but I think that Fire Pelosi bus is pretty funny, even though I'm a dyed in wool Democrat. However, it was probably pretty funny to see.
I guess it's been driving all over the United States, and so
yeah, that's what I hear.
So we're just kind of standing. You know, there's a number of people there, and we're kind of standing in the, in the back there, and Bruce Ross is there from the Record Searchlight. Mm-hmm. And Bruce never, there is never an emotion on Bruce's face, ever. I mean, he goes to every event, you never see any emotions, because Bruce is there to observe. When the Fire Pelosi bus came around the corner, I wish I'd had a photo of Bruce Ross's face. It was like, oh, whoa. And then Steele gets out. I mean, you know, of course, Wally Herger was there, and then you know, Patrick Jones made a few statements, and then Wally Herger, and then the head of the Republican Party for the state of California, and they introduced him, and Steele looks at this bus, and I tell you what, this bus is like orange, and
is it like this giant mobile home kind of thing?
It's just all painted, and it's got, you know, Republicans, and it's got Fire Pelosi, and he says, you know, I have a number of Democrat friends, and he says, they look at the bus, and they kind of like shudder, and I say, gee, I wish those letters could be just a little bit bigger, a little bit wider.
Well, what did he talk about?
He talked about how what's going on in the country. How a year and a half ago, the Time magazine had put the elephant on the cover there and said mm-hmm. that endangered species, mm-hmm. and how everybody had written off the Republican Party a year and a half ago, and now you're having Republican senators out of the state of Massachusetts, you know, New Jersey, where there are no registered Republicans, just elected a governor.
What interests me, I was a political science major, I want you to know that. I'm not just a pretty face. it's the impact of the Tea Party.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I mean, because I don't like extremism in any form, and I think that I'm a moderate. It's probably why that moderates have better discussions, and Tea Parties or any extreme group, whether it's the right or the left, do a lot of shouting and not a lot of bringing together. And you know, I think that's going to be a key issue in this city council race too. I'm tired of people hollering at each other. I mean, I think that's the way you and I get along, is that even though we're so different politically, we enjoy having a good old-fashioned, good-hearted discussion.
Yeah, and then go have a glass of wine or a cup of coffee afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the thing is there's room. There's room for, you know, and this is what's happened, I see. And tell me what you think. It seems like, you know, people say, there's been, you know, politics have not been this rough, you know, ever. But if you go back to the 1700s and you read about what happens and how the things they said to each other and how they would challenge, you know, each other to duels because of something that was written. And so, but it seems like...
It is the nature of the beast.
Well, yeah, but since the advent of talk radio, you know, I believe that's ramped it up. And I, you know, we're in the talk radio and we have talk radio on our show, but on our station, but... To, you know,
you're polite.
And it seems
your mama would be proud of you.
Well, thank you very much. But the thing is that's right. It is to be civil and such. And we've got to take a quick break here.
Okay.
This is Carl and Linda Bott, except Linda's not here and Judy Salter is. And, honey, we're sitting on opposite sides of the studio.
Oh, no, we're not.
Oh, you're right. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Never before.
You know, KCNR. 1460.
Good morning.
Appears that our music wasn't running right. I'm joined today. This is Carl Linda Bott. Our phone line's here is 605-4567. It is 7:15 in the morning. I'm joined today by our guest co-host, Judy Salter, who's taking Linda's place today because Linda, of course, has got her big show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott beginning at 6 p.m. right here. She's got a number of surprise guests. She's got a new music group. She's got Lisa. Colin's going to talk about theater. Nancy Sutton Pierce, who knows whatever Nancy Sutton Pierce talks about. I mean, I've never figured it out yet. I just know as I start sweating.
There's some cosmic things happening when she gets on the air.
But now we have our guest for this session is Jeff Eckelbarger, and you're from Popovics
Productions. That's
for
correct.
Fall home and holiday show.
That's correct. It's coming up this weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
That is such a fun event.
It is. You know, I enjoy going there.
I go every year. I like to see all the demonstrations, new products, companies that are doing business here in the area that I didn't even know anything about.
I know that's really important for us is that all of our vendors are local here in Shasta County. That tax revenue stays right here in Shasta County. We also live here in Shasta County. All of our money is spent here. That's just kind of a big plus.
That's a big thing, you know, of course, that we push here at KCNR.
Right.
Shop local, buy local. And I did not realize that everything there was a local at this show. Well, that's great.
It's terrific. I mean, my husband and I were building a house a couple of years ago, and so we went out there right away, and we ended up ordering our HVAC system. You know, what do you call that, where you have it built in your house?
Central vac,
thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's too early for me. Right there. It was a local vendor. He's a great guy. And as I said, I met a whole lot of business people that I didn't know before, and they have the coolest little giveaways.
Yes.
You know, if you want to collect little stuff, this is the place to go.
Yeah. And a lot of them will have, like, show specials there for the weekend. So if you're
looking... that's what we got with our system.
Exactly.
It was a show special, and it was a real deal.
Yeah.
So if anybody's in that market, this is the place to go.
Yeah. And a lot of... we've added the holiday show also with the gifts, you know, coming up with the holiday season. And you'll have Thanksgiving and Halloween and Christmas. More of the holiday will be there also.
So what kind of gifts do you mean? I mean, like small appliances or something that you'd be buying as a gift?
But like, say, the cookie jar. They're bringing down their trees, which, of course...
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
so
Christmas ornaments.
Those are beautiful trees, by the way, from the Christmas... Yeah,
at the cookie jar.
Yeah. I mean, you go in there to get ideas, and you just go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Ka-ching.
Well, you get ideas from there, and they've got great stuff there, too.
They do. They're nice folks.
You know, the I see here you've got organizations or businesses ranging from, of course, the heating and air, like we talked about, appliances direct, carpets, chiropractic, River City Distribution. You have even the record searchlight there is out there usually begging people to buy subscriptions.
Sweet treats, the perfect stitch.
Yeah, the perfect stitch, Lila, over there on Hilltop Drive. She's been local.
How many of these do you have?
It runs anywhere from like 90 different vendors to like 120, just depends on the show. The fall show, of course, is only a two-day show. Mm-hmm. We do our spring home and garden show there, and it's just completely full.
Yeah.
So we have about 120.
Oh, I like this one, Hollywood Cowgirl.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the company that stores out in Palo Cedro?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's great.
Well, how can you not like the John Wayne Security and Sound?
Yeah. Oh, I knew you'd like that.
Yeah, you know. Well, look, I knew you'd like that Hollywood Cowgirl.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I don't see anything that says Pinko Liberal Discount Store, though.
Well, it's, I lean to the left. I think they're over there in that. Hey, you know, we've got two tickets right now to give away to the Fall Home and Holiday Show. If you just call 605-4567. That's 605-4567, and give us your name, first caller, and you're going to get two tickets and to the show. And it looks like it's going to be a great show. Also, you get $4 off on a dozen cookies from the cookie jar. So just give us a call here, and we'll get you your two tickets. We've got a couple more to give away before this. Oh, now, this is good for any day, too, right?
Yes, okay, Saturday or Sunday.
These tickets are good for Saturday or Sunday. So thank you.
Get ready for the holidays.
Yeah, that's good.
Fix your house up.
So that's great.
Tell us a little bit more about it. It's just
one thing we want to mention is admission price. Admission is only $4. Children under 12 are free with an adult. We also have Hotorama. That's actually in Anderson in April, I believe. They're going to be showing a little bit of their cars there. So if you want to come down,
car show on top of your
car
house.
Show. Yep.
What are the hours?
Hours on Saturday is 10 to 6, and Sunday 10 to 5.
10 to 6 on Saturday and 10 to 5 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. The other thing we want to mention is our local TV sponsor, Channel 7R. They're one of our major TV sponsors.
Good.
For the show.
That's
place
right.
Place is packed.
You can mention those major TV sponsors. The rest of them we kind of keep over there.
Yeah.
And, next year and what. So, this is great. We go to this every year. I think this is a great idea. And, the best thing is, I realize there's a lot of local vendors. I didn't realize they were all local vendors, though. I love that.
Yeah. We have to be really careful in Reading here because we have some people that bring stuff to our city that are not local. They will bring people from Chico and Sacramento to Reading to sell stuff. So we really need to make sure that we focus in on keeping our money local.
Well, y'all do a great job of it. It's a fun event. It's great to take the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
There's all sorts of stuff to see and do. Now that you've added that holiday stuff, too, mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I'm glad to know that.
And by the way, Yvonne, you won the tickets. And they'll be sitting right down here at 1326 Market Street. And we're going to give away a couple more probably tomorrow. We've got two left. We got to take a break here. This was Carl and Linda Bott, but sitting in for Linda Bott is Judy Salter.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, we're happy to
have
you
here.
That's KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:24 in the morning, but sitting in for Linda Day because she's got her show tonight is Judy Salter, our favorite liberal.
Happy to be here.
And
this man brought cookies.
And that's right. Jeff Eckelbarger, who is representing the Fall Home and Holiday Show, came in today. And last thought, Jeff, before we push you out of here.
Like I said, we just love to see everyone down. The fairgrounds is such a, in the fall, everything is really nice down at the fairgrounds. So we just invite everyone out. It's going to be all local vendors. It's going to be a busy weekend. There's a lot of stuff to do. You're going to be out and about. Yeah. If you want to come down and take a look at the car show, also the home stuff, Christmas,
new holiday gift ideas.
Yeah,
that's a great addition.
Yeah,
and you're the cookie jar guy.
We are. We actually Papa Vic's Productions also not only does the home shows, we own the cookie jar. So we are donating back to our community every day with the cookie jar. We donate to schools a lot. So
we like that.
Yeah.
We'd like to see you down at the home show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need to have you come in someday and just talk about that.
Yeah.
On a separate thing.
Talk about the cookie business.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah. In mornings in that 7:15 time frame, we like to showcase businesses that do things. It's just a little bit more than taking the money and sending it out of town.
And I'm not a baker, so I'd like some tips.
You got it.
Other than come down to the store.
Well, first of all, you've got to be able to find the kitchen, Judy.
I'm a good cook, and you know it.
And you can't keep your sweaters in the oven.
I love
Lee told me to keep the sweaters in the oven. So.
Oh, yeah. Uh-uh.
Hey, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Well, thank you very much for
it's
having
great
me.
Great to meet you. You.
It's great to meet
thanks
you,
for
too.
The cookies. We'll see you this weekend.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Uh-huh. Okay, the let's talk about, you know, we talked about the Republicans coming in here in the town, Judy, and this huge bus with Michael Steele coming in here to rally the troops, fire Pelosi, get rid of Boxer, send Brown home, and, you know, that kind of stuff. I understand is that the Democrats got all their money together, and they also put together a vehicle to come into town. It's a smart car. It's painted pink. And it's got
it's painted green, and it's got a
huge F on it, but that's all. What's that mean?
It means mighty fine.
Mighty fine.
Yeah.
The Democrats
or few.
Tonight, yeah, mighty few. Okay. The Democrats tonight, just to be fair, are having a buffet.
Yes, they are.
Where at?
Reading.
Oh, at the okay.
You got to help me on that one.
Well,
I clearly had other plans.
They're having a buffet, and to introduce all the Democrat candidates.
Yeah, I think the key candidate, because all of our races locally, you know, are nonpartisan. But Jim Reed, who's the Democrat candidate for Congress, is going to be there.
Okay, and then they said, and other Democratic candidates.
And that I don't know who.
Just you know,
who they're bringing
kind of,
in.
That's
you're
kind
just
of nebulous.
Me up here.
That's kind of nebulous, isn't it?
Well, okay. We're just going to. I think it's going to be a real interesting race. Though. Have you watched any of the debates between? I missed the Whitman Brown, and I'm sorry about that. But I watched the Pelosi Fiorina twice. Seen them? Have
Pelosi
you watched
or
them?
Or Boxer? Boxer.
I'm sorry.
Boxer,
that's what
Fiorina.
I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I've watched parts of them.
Boxer Fiorina.
Yeah, I've watched parts of those. You know, the thing is that I look at the condition the country's in, and not you can't get that in 2 years. I mean, I'm not a Pollyanna. I realize we've been doing some wrong things here for years and years, but Barbara Boxer's been part of it for 20 years. And I'm just, you know, I'm looking at, you know, that again, the number of people losing jobs again rose, number of jobs available again fell. She's been part of this, and then the health care plan, which is now we're starting to find out is going to cost us billions more, and it's already impacting on us.
Well, you know, I kind of feel that some of the flack that we're seeing now is sort of like what happened when Social Security was put in. You know, oh, it's going to cost too much. Oh, we can't do this. Oh, I'm my brother's keeper. Well, I happen to believe that I am my brother's keeper, and I happen to believe that health care is a right, not a privilege. And in a nation like ours, to have health care be something that a lot of people can't get just doesn't seem right to me. But no, this may not be the perfect system now, but we got to start somewhere. And I do think access to health care is real important.
I don't think anybody's arguing the fact that the health care system needs to be changed in certain areas, but you know, to force people to buy insurance,
you know what? We forced them to buy into Social Security, and there are a heck of a lot of people right now who that's the only retirement they're going
to have.
But
that's not right. That's not what it was for. And that's not what it was meant for. It was meant to be as a supplement. And if you go back to...
That's true.
Health care, you know, national health care, which is what it is, if you said it's a supplement to what you pay is one thing. Well, we got to go for a break. Or what are you doing? Is it the news? Oh. Carl. And Carl Bott and Judy Salters setting in for Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bott and Judy Salter sitting in today for Linda. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brewed, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest walk-in cigar humidor in the state. Joe and Shelley do great things for our community. They support the veterans. They support all great causes. And you have Espresso Joe's, which fixes 30 different types of coffees, probably like 40 or 50 different ways. If you can't find the coffee you want at a great price, you're not trying. And tomorrow at noontime, our town hall meetings start again at noon, high noon, in their meeting room right there. Patrick Jones will be one of the people participating. Mayor Jones will be participating. We're still getting that final say-so from his I shouldn't say opponent, but the other person in the room with him.
Another candidate.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to find, is another candidate that will come on out and talk with Patrick and discuss the issues in a civil way. We usually fill that place up early. Lunch is available. We'll be available out there. So get there probably quarter till, and we can take 40 or 50 people in there.
I think that's a good thing that's happening. The more times we can all sit down as a community. I went to the one last night. League mm-hmm. of Women Voters did one down at the Methodist Church.
How was that?
Packed. Absolutely packed. And I think there's a whole lot of interest in this election. Issues are huge facing the city. So it was good to see that many folks out there.
It is. The issues are huge. But I want, in the spirit of fairness here, since we talked about Michael Steele.
Democrats are having an event.
That's it.
At the Downtown Mall Atrium. Have you been down that? See what a nice place that is to hold an event.
It's a great place.
It's just great. Yeah, I mean, the mall's done a great job on that. Tickets are $35. It's a general Democrat fundraiser, and Jim Reed, who's a Democrat running against Wally Herger, is going to be kind of the main guy there. And it's from 6 to 9:30 tomorrow night.
That's it. No, tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, tonight. Yeah, Thursday night.
Tonight.
Thursday night.
And the other, they didn't name the other Democrats that were running.
Well, the rest of the races, you know, around here are largely people are interested in. They're nonpartisan.
Nonpartisan.
So, yeah.
The other things we have going, you know, on this one today is today, in fact, Ken Murray is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock.
Good.
And so we want to talk to Ken about a number of things that are going on. What we try to do is we have had each candidate on a minimum of two times, so that people listen to it, and then they can go back into the archives and listen to what they said.
Well, there's a lot of interest. I mean, I think it's just great. I mean, I think the fact that we have 10 candidates running for 3 seats, I can't remember ever a year, election year, where there've been that many people willing to step up to the plate and say, "I'm willing to step up for my city." So I'm proud of all of them.
I think that all of them deserve a round of thanks and approval.
Can you imagine wanting to run for city council right now with all the stuff that's going on? It'd be tough.
It would be tough because it's kind of coming down to the fact of you know the unions on one side, the Chamber of Commerce on another, and there's some people in the middle. But you know, when you look at it, and I know that you know every one of them says the same thing, and we'll ask Ken about this, is you know the slate for the unions with Sullivan, Spear, and Murray. I mean,
I'm not a slate girl.
Yeah, and
I tried to avoid that
with this.
I mean, I know who I'm going to vote for, but I just I'm not big on slates, and whether the Republicans, you know, the chamber kind of ran a slate a couple years ago, and I sort of counseled against that, and I kind of counseled against slate this time. Because it gets back to that whole thing we were talking about earlier, that one of the biggest issues we've had as a city is that this council doesn't seem to get along very well, and they, you know, it's always split votes. There seems to be a fair amount of acrimony on the dais, and that's not what Reading's all about. I mean, we're a city that comes together and helps each other. And it's the same thing like now, the business community and the union seem to be pitted together. Well, you know what? It's going to take both of us, both of them and all of us. Solve this together.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing I don't understand is everybody we've had on here agrees to the fact that, the city employees are going to have to start paying on their CalPERS.
Yeah.
Everybody. You talk to them, and some of them will not, you know, when we had the police here, of course, they're not going to say that because they're in the middle of negotiations.
Sure.
But everybody knows that. Everybody knows they're going to have to start paying.
Yeah.
And what I don't understand is if everybody understands that...
Why can't they just do it?
Why can't they just do it? Why is it that, we don't like the way you're talking to us? Oh, excuse me?
Well, I think, negotiations are negotiations, and they need to be done in good faith.
Yeah, but...
And if you have... it's kind of like you say to your kids, you play nice. And I don't think we've been having some playing nice. So are you more likely to negotiate with somebody you think is going to listen and be respectful, or are you more likely to negotiate with somebody you think is going to slam the door on you? So,
but they're not negotiating directly with them. They're negotiating. The negotiator's negotiating.
Well, you know exactly what I'm saying. Let's not split. Let's not.
Well, play. No. But the
they
thing
are
is
publicly bashing each other.
Well, each other.
Each other. And publicly bashing each other does not contribute to good negotiations.
No, there is, and there, you know, people threatening to boycott businesses, and if you do this, you know, if you've got this sign there, I'm going to boycott your business. And,
yeah, or you do it, or the council saying, you know, it's my way or the highway. Well, yeah, that's not negotiating on any good faith in anybody's part.
I don't think I've ever heard those words used, my way or the highway.
By whom? By the candidates? Well, all right, so maybe I'm exaggerating that, but I think it's been very clear that they haven't been interested in any position except their own. And I just, that's where I'm getting to. Are the unions. I'm not going to say.
No, you're absolutely right. That you know,
we all want to end up the same spot. We understand that the current system is not sustainable.
Yeah, it is not sustainable.
But let's come together at the table in good faith without these, you know, on either side.
Let's drop the testosterone level.
Okay. On either side.
All right.
Because they're all in good faith.
We've got to take a break. Video on KCNR 1460. It is 7:45 in the morning. It's October 7th. Carl Linda Bott and sitting in for Linda because she's got on the spot with Linda Bott tonight is Judy Salter. And Judy,
I'm glad to be here. Yes,
oh, we're glad you're here.
My big job is the weather. Yeah. And I think as I said a little earlier, we're kind of creeping into fall. It's been so nice to sleep with the windows open. It's going to be partly sunny today with a high of 74. Getting a little more cloudy tonight, but only a low of 50. Looks like a pretty nice, mild weekend. Mostly sunny. Highs of 75 to then going up to 80 on Saturday. But it's just going to be nice. Good time to be outside and enjoy the North State.
Currently 61. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo's. Linda is going to be up there singing tomorrow night with her excellent group, you know, Lou White and Bruce Gatlin. And they're going to just have a great time. On the they do a lot of jazz and standards like that. The place is always sold out. So give Anselmo's a call early and make your reservations if they haven't already sold out. Hey, we're talking about a lot of things. Our guest is coming in at 8 o'clock. It's going to be Ken Murray. You know, we talked about getting along with people. And we've talked about the health care.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, during the break, you talked about how you know of places, you know friends of yours have gone to the Mayo Clinic and have been treated very well, and the prices there are very reasonable.
Because they're so efficient.
Well, it may be they're efficient, but it's also, I mean, there's got to be money coming from someplace.
There's
you know, private funding.
Private funding,
you know,
and grants and endowments, yeah, and people who've been happy there. But
yeah,
you know, the thing that impressed me the most, and I was the one who had the chance to go to the Mayo Clinic, and I had talked a lot to the doctors over there, and the thing I found so impressive about it was there was no repetitiveness of testing. You know, I brought the test I had from Reading. They thought I had gotten excellent care here. They didn't need to redo the test. They didn't wait. You know, sometimes you go to a doctor, and if they don't get the test, they'll just reorder them. Well, they really strongly believe that's one of the biggest problems with health care is that, you know, they're testing, and those tests are expensive. They can do it much more efficiently there because you have all the doctors looking at the same material exactly the same day. So I'm not having to wait 3 weeks to see a neurologist or another 10 days to get in to see the gastroenterologist. It's all computerized. It's pretty much paperless. Everybody has the records. Everybody looks at the test. There's no wasting of time. I mean, I had some blood tests that cost as little as $2.40 because, you know, they've got economy of scales going there. Mm-hmm. It was just very efficient. And I honestly did talk to them. It was before healthcare passed. And they were really in favor of it because, first of all, kind of the point I made earlier, they strongly agree that health care should be a right, not a privilege. But they also thought that it would be much better if we had people with some sort of coverage instead of going to the emergency room, which is one of the most expensive systems, way to provide health care. And when people don't have any health insurance and they go into the emergency room, the doctors are having to suck all that up. You know, they're not getting paid for that. And if we have some sort of health care insurance, it does provide a better coverage. And I've talked to some of my doc friends about that, and, you know, they're largely not in favor of it. But I keep saying, well, hey, at least you're going to get paid something.
Most of the doctors that I know of, that I talk to, are firmly against it.
Absolutely. That's
Obamacare.
I'm agreeing with you.
And for the reason being is that the whole premise of the health care plan was that we brought it in under $1 trillion was a lie. because they took out what they were going to have to pay to the doctors to make up for the, you know, Medicare and that, the $280 billion, which goes into it. You know, and I go back down, and when you say it's first of all, I believe this is the greatest nation in the world.
Absolutely.
I believe that if you're a resident or a citizen of this country, that we should be able to have health care, you know, as, you know, if you want to have a health care plan, maybe it's something that augments something that people are, you know, are, you know, an insurance that they have and can augment it. I think that children should be protected. I think
low-income
the elderly
people don't have insurance.
The elderly. Well, see, there's, but
we aren't. There's nothing to augment.
Well, the thing is that can there be, you know, I mean, one, you know, let's instead of taking this and forcing all of these changes, some of which are just horrible changes, like the fact of you have to buy insurance. I don't even, and the other thing too is when you say a right, is the same right like freedom of religion and freedom of speech, you know, health care?
The right to have, I didn't say paid, I said the right to have access to good health care.
Right.
And that I do think is a right. I don't think you should be stopped out of getting good health care because you can't pay. But I would like to see, I mean, a lot of people use the emergency room as their primary care physician. That is a terrible, terrible drag on the system.
It is.
It's hideously expensive.
It closes down hospitals and clinics.
Absolutely. It makes the care absolutely so expensive that there's no way hospitals, they have to write off most of it anyway. Well, if we have minimum health insurance for everybody, the system is going to change in terms of its delivery system, and that is a huge thing. Get people out of the emergency rooms, leave the emergency rooms for true emergencies, and do a better job of preventive care, and the health insurance goes, the new bill goes a long way on covering more preventive care. We tend to be a nation that does a crisis,
right,
and then we give
then
you a pill
right.
instead of
and then I agree
ahead
I
of time.
I believe in preventive care. We've got to take a break here. But why not a change in the tort laws? What about the change in malpractice laws? How come nothing was addressed there?
Well, I talked to several people about that. And, you know, we have this big bugaboo about malpractice. But, in fact, malpractice costs as a factor of the overall cost of health care is much smaller than I certainly believe. I kept saying, we need tort reform.
But it's a much smaller percentage. You were talking, it's a very litigious.
Yeah, we are.
And so they're suing, so they still have to have these premiums, which they pay for.
Yeah.
What's wrong with tort reform on this? And just say, if you're going to make changes, why not touch the lawyers?
I'm not at all against tort reform. I'm just saying that I was surprised when I did more research to learn that it wasn't a big deal.
It's a big deal if you get sued.
Yeah, it is. But it's a percentage of medical costs. It's not as big as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, we have to take a break here. Free Fire Radio, our guest today, our co-host is Judy Salter, and then we're going to have Ken Murray come in. This should be interesting. Join us after these messages.
There has never
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:55 in the morning. It's Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott. Our co-host today is Judy Salter. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley and his guys were put in dish satellite to put in surround sound. Home theater systems, you name it, they do it. They are the ones that take care of our house with dish satellite. We had no problems. Local guy, local money, you have to call somebody. You're going to be talking to Heather or Doug. That's 244-1988. And we do. We have a couple more. We have more tickets and other things because we talked about the Democrats. They're not giving away free tickets, I see. But Politics in the Park on Saturday, October 9th, Anderson River Park Barbecue. It's a Republican, Shasta County Republican Central Committee is putting on a barbecue, and we have tickets for that. Guest speakers are going to be Wally Herger and Jim Nielsen. You're going to get a dinner with it. You're going to have candidates for county and city positions. We'll speak about why we should vote for them. You can call Sue at 246-1963 for this. And this is going to be in Anderson. Starts at 2 p.m. I've got tickets, and these are $20 tickets. And I'll give away two tickets to the first person that calls, 605-4567. Two tickets, and like I said, it's going to be Saturday, Politics in the Park, with Ron Nearing, the chairman of the California Republican Party, and also Jim Nielsen and Wally Herger. Free tickets, 605-4567. Okay. The
well, the Democrats are having some tonight, just for the rest
of you.
Well,
yeah, but they're not giving away tickets, and they're charging $35.
Yeah, they are $35. It's going to be at the Downtown Mall atrium, and it's a fundraiser.
It's a dueling fundraisers here.
And Jim Reed, another, like you said, other candidates.
Who are the other candidates? I can name the candidates on the Republican side.
Well, you just said Wally Hergert.
And Jim Nielsen.
Oh, when I said Jim Reed and others, and I don't know who the others are. So
are there others?
I can't give out the four. Most of the good races this time seem to be either the top of the ticket or city council races. It's an interesting year.
Do you think there needs to be a change in the Senate here in California? Do you think Boccia needs to leave?
No, I don't.
Even after all the things that she's done, the disrespect she's shown to the military, the vote she has made over the years.
You know what? We're just not going to see eye to eye on this one. We're just not. So I'm not going to get into a shout and match over that. Because I don't, like I said earlier, I'm too much of a moderate. And it doesn't do me any good to get in that kind of argument with you or anybody else. I just want to be solution-oriented. And I think that the American politics have gotten to be so shrill. What happened to the country first rather than my party first?
What did happen?
I don't know. It's the worst I can remember. And I worked in Washington for a number of years. I don't know if I told you that. I worked in the U.S. House, and I worked in the U.S. Senate for House for 2 years, Senate for 7 years. And there were still some of the giants around then. And it distresses me that I don't see a lot of leadership.
Well, they go at each other, at least in the old days. They could go at each other. And then go out and have a beer afterwards.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the anger today is this. I think people, you know, whether you agree or not with you know the President Obama,
mm-hmm. he's
still our president, but he also said a lot of things that that he was going to do. You know, the part about the legislation waiting 5 days. I mean, frankly, he's done everything he said he was going to do, too. He talked about health care, and he talked about these things. But, you know, some of the things that he said he was going to do that didn't happen. Do you think, is it because it's just politics as usual, or is it just something he was saying, or do you think that really a president, does a president really have a choice?
Well, I think
at that point,
the president, you know, we've become a nation of the need for such immediacy. Twitter, Facebook. You know, we want everything to happen immediately, and it doesn't work that way. Good solutions takes time and thought, and I did not expect a complete change in policies in the economy and the conduct of the war in 2 years.
Well, yeah, but I expected things like when he said, you know, no lobbyists, that he put the bills out for 5 days so people could look at it, that, you know, a lot of these things would happen. Those are easy things to change. Yeah, you can't change the economy, you can't change the wars, but it seems like some of the other things that he said. That would have been easy to change.
Yeah, campaign promises are campaign promises.
Well, see,
and
no,
then there's the reality of a deadlocked Congress. And I think that's where we've lost it again, with a deadlocked Congress can't reach across the aisle.
We're not a deadlocked Congress because the Democrats have controlled the Senate and the Congress for 2 years.
They did, but so the Republicans before them.
That's right. We got a break. Got the news. Our guest when we come back is Ken Murray. This is Carl and Linda Bott on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight. On the spot with Linda Bott. She's got a number of guests tonight. I'm talking theater and new music group, and of course her women who in a man's world making, I can hear that, Bob, and breaking the glass ceiling, a lady that works in a man's aviation field. Our guest co-host today, and just, I'm really happy she's here, Judy Salter.
Thanks so much. It's been fun.
Great. Hey, look, you know, we've got Ken Murray here. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Judy. Good morning, Carl.
Before we get to you, we have somebody that's called, and we're going to take just a couple minutes here. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you?
I'm good. I was driving over to my clinic this morning listening to your show, and, of course, you were talking about the medical malpractice issue that always comes up when we talk about health care costs. And, of course, this is a topic that's pretty It's on the list for the doctors for sure. And I was listening to the, you know, the concept that it wasn't that expensive, but it does take a huge toll on the doctors at the current process. And if I can give you an example, not to just run on here, but if a person comes in with a chest X-ray, it's got a slight abnormality on it, we could either choose to wait a couple of months, take another picture, and see if it changes, or do a more expensive CAT scan the next day. And if we wait 2 months and it turns out to be cancer, or the person doesn't show up for the appointment, gets lost in the shuffle, of course, we're responsible for making sure that they come back in for their appointment. So waiting 2 months just doesn't work for us because of the malpractice issues. We get the scan, which is, you know, about 10 times more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
When we get sued, the first thing that we have to do is hire our own lawyer to make sure that our insurance company is representing us fairly. And then, of course, there's all the days and the time and the depositions to defend yourself that we do at our own expense. There's no recovery of time for that type of issue. And then, of course, there is the emotional toll, which is pretty heavy on the doctors. We do make mistakes, and of course, I don't know any doctor that likes it when they do make a mistake, but the malpractice issue is still a pretty hot topic for us. So just thought I'd give you my 2 cents
and
on
that. And I, Mark, I appreciate that. I did not mean to imply that malpractice insurance was not expensive. I think it's outrageously expensive. The literature that I had read merely suggested that the costs of the awards in malpractice was not a huge percentage of the overall cost of medical care in the United States. I think the amount of money doctors have to pay for malpractice insurance is ridiculous, and the fact that they have to carry such high amounts because we appear to be such a litigious society is a big issue. So, but thanks for your input on that.
Yeah, I think, you know, the premiums, those can be factored in. Those are known numbers. They do at times get way out of proportion.
Yeah.
The tail coverage is a big issue because when you finish your practice and you have $100,000 worth of insurance to buy to make sure that you're still insured after you've quit practicing, those are difficult. But it's really the emotional toll, the time off work, and the way we practice.
Mm-hmm.
Have no mistake about it. The lawyers do influence how healthcare is practiced. And it's not a practical thing. It's a defensive practice.
What do you
All right, I'll let you get back to the other topics.
Oh, hey, Mark, thanks so much for your phone call.
Take care, Carl.
Yeah, you bet. Right.
Take care,
my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Ken Murray is our guest, and the rest of the show, Ken, is
all about you.
All about Ken.
Oh,
which is something you should enjoy. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Co-host today is Judy Salter. Join us after these messages. CNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:13 in the morning. Linda is getting ready for her show tonight on the spot with Linda Bott and our guest co-host, Judy Salter. We're happy to have Judy here.
I hope Linda gets a little bit of a relaxing day today, on Thursday. She gets to sleep in, relax a little bit. I don't know how y'all do this every day at this hour. Well, not now, it's a normal hour, but being here at 6:45, woo!
Oh, we usually get here
Way to go, Linda.
You know, it's a type of thing is you enjoy it because you get guests, you know, like we have here today and yourself. And, it pumps us up in the morning. You got Bad Bob over there that does things.
Bob keeps everything online.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And speaking of guests that pump you up, here's Ken Murray. Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning.
So were you there at the Steel? Coming in, Michael Steele coming in with the Fire Pelosi bus last night?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, last night I was at the Methodist Church on South Street, League of Women Voters Candidates Forum.
Packed house. I bet there were several hundred people there.
Yeah, it was packed.
Yeah. Standing room only, which is a good sign that people are paying attention in this campaign.
And that they provided good cookies.
And good cookies, okay. Mm. Hey, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Judy and I were talking. You know, obviously, what we have in this town, in our city, the payments we're making can't be sustained. Do you agree with that? To the city workers, with talking about the amount of money we're paying into pension reforms and health care and everything.
I agree.
So, how do you change that?
Negotiate it.
That word means nothing to me. What do you mean by negotiate?
Well, here's what negotiate means to me. And there have been these comments raised by others that you can't negotiate until the contract's up. That's just simply not true. You can negotiate any time. And you do it like this. You sit down with the... If it's up to me, I would sit down with all 8 union leaders at the same time and say, okay, we've got to fix this problem. The possibilities include contribution to your share of the PERS or PARS, greater contribution for health care, treating new employees different than existing employees. I mean, we didn't get into this $85 billion or million-dollar deal in 1 year. It took 30 years to get there, and it's going to take 20 years to get away from it. I think the way you get away from it is by changing the conditions under which you hire, new hires are brought into the community. So, anyway, you sit down with them, say, okay, you're going to have to give up some stuff. And once you find out what their bottom line is and what their suggestions are to solve the fiscal problems of the city, that's the stuff that you can agree on without imposing your will as a council person. Once you have gotten the price down as low as you can through negotiation, then you start, if you haven't balanced your budget, you start selectively eliminating employees. And you can do that without a negotiation.
Do you believe that the city workers should pay their CalPERS, their percentage of CalPERS?
I believe they should now.
So you'd go with the two-tiered system?
I would go with the two-tiered system.
So new hires would come in on a different program than existing hires?
Yes.
So you would not have the ones that are here now, the 718 employees that are here now, pay into their CalPERS?
Well, I would. I would ask them to. I mean, what's their choice? They could. Well, they all know this.
Yeah.
Every one of those unions know they're going to have to give something up, and probably what they're going to have to give up is CalPERS. And what's their choice? Give in on CalPERS or get fired? It's easy.
One of the things you said was when we were talking earlier was the fact that you'd cut programs in City Hall. You would cut things there to save money before you got to the first responders.
That is correct.
Which programs?
Any and all of them.
I need specifics here.
Well,
I can say any and all. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Well, which ones
you
don't
heard
you?
It here,
no,
folks.
I can say any and all, but that means nothing to anybody out there. We need, you know, what is it?
It means a great deal to me.
Okay, that's what I mean. What does that mean?
What that means is the most important thing government, local government provides is public safety. Everybody and everything else is definitionally expendable compared to public safety. Everything. So, pick anything you like. I think
Parks Department.
If you don't have the money to have police and fire, then you don't have the money to have parks.
Okay, so you would go through and cut through every section, cutting people or their budgets or whatever, as long as to keep the fire and the police out there.
That is correct. That is the first responsibility of government. I think they all have to be cut? No, because I think that all of the unions will give up significant benefits. But I don't think we can bridge the entire gap. And I think, this council made a choice. They had a choice of, they actually cut $17.1 million out of the budget. Of that, $7.8 million came out of police and fire. As far as I'm concerned, all $17.1 million should have come out of somebody else.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bruce, you're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl and Ken. Well, we want to go back in history a little bit here because I'm confused somewhat and throw some numbers out there and let Ken get them right for me. But back when the long time ago, when the council gave Mike Warren that $40,000 bonus, did that turn into where it would give him maybe up to $900,000 over a long term for the rest of his life? If it's 81% of 40, would that be $32,000 a year from that point forward?
Well, they didn't give him a $40,000 bonus for one thing, and I can clarify that, Mark. When
Bruce.
Who?
It's Bruce.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Well, you're looking at the thing. I don't get to see it.
Well, I said Bruce.
All right. Bruce, what happened was when Mike Warren was hired in 1995, his contract was negotiated with then-mayor, or by then-mayor, Bob Anderson, who's a CPA, an accountant, and chairman of the board of one of the banks in town. Because Mike had never been city manager of a full-service city, as is Reading, his contract had an unusual structure, and it actually paid him less on a guaranteed amount than what people in similar positions were making. In order to make up for that shortfall, the contract also contained a bonus provision that if he did well, if he proved that he could, you know, cut the mustard, he got a bonus. So part of his pay was fixed, part of it was bonus. He earned the bonus, as far as I know, every year he worked there. When it came time for him to retire, CalPERS looked at that because they were concerned about, they have rules about spiking in the last year of employment. CalPERS did a complete investigation of Mr. Warren's contract and determined that the contract was such that the bonuses would be considered part of salary. And so the bonuses were included as part of his retirement, not based on his, you know, without spiking. Does that clarify it for you?
Well, is this the only time this has ever happened?
Where?
With the city of Reading. I mean, was there only two people involved in this bonus package?
There are only two. I don't know if there are only two people in the category of Mike Warren. That would be Mike, or that
but the numbers are right that he did retire within that year, so that would go against his retirement package. So that would be 81% of whatever he got, right?
I don't know where the 81% comes from.
Is that what he retired at? 81% of his bonus as his base pay?
I don't have any idea. I know that the city's contribution to his retirement package is about $75,000 a year.
Anyhow, well, that's somewhat, but it was kind of strange that this happened that way to me, and it seemed at the time that it created a little bit of firestorm, but not a whole lot.
I think it's interesting, though, that what Ken said, that when this issue came up, PERS did investigate it. It wasn't like this just happened behind some closed door, because it was part of the contract. PERS said it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, that just point needs to be made, that it was investigated.
And it wasn't a one-time spiking or any of that other stuff, and it wasn't spiking that met the definition of the law. They investigated. They said, okay, that's fine. That's how I retire.
Who's that?
All right,
okay, we've got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Judy Salter sitting in as our guest co-host and doing an outstanding job, as usual. This is Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest walk-in humidor in the state. Joe and Shelly do so much for our community. Espresso Joe's there to get that coffee. You can buy any type of coffee, beans and equipment to make coffee, cappuccino makers, regular brewers. The girls down at Tobacco and Brew are extremely helpful, extremely knowledgeable. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Ken Murray. And Ken, the last time you were here, we were talking a little bit about Stillwater.
Mm-hmm.
And there may have been misconceptions after it was over. Some of our blogs are saying, or some of the things they're saying, is that you had a lot to do with Stillwater in the early stages.
Actually, I didn't have anything to do with Stillwater in the early stages.
It was
Pat Kite who was on the council. He ran on that in 98. Won and pushed Stillwater. When I came on in 2004, I had a great deal to do with the financing of it.
And what do you think about Stillwater?
I think it's the best hope we have for the future. I mean, I did vote to cut it off after the end of Phase One at $27 million instead of going to the full 70, under the theory that, well, let's get somebody out there and prove that it's viable. and or two somebodies out there before we leap out and spend the rest of the money. I think it offers us hope. I think when the economy turns around, that park will fill up, and it will fill up with better paying jobs than we have in the community currently.
But it's been in existence since
it's when? Been completed less than a year,
and we haven't had. Do we have? I think we have one business.
Yeah, that Southwest says Paper is
something
that
about
called?
A paper company, yeah. Maybe, or has that been something?
That's the one we've heard about. That's one publicly. That doesn't mean there aren't others.
Okay, so you think that's the future then?
I think it offers the best hope for the future.
Okay.
Where are you on Oasis Road in terms of build out there versus infill or any other kind of development around town?
I never have liked the Oasis Road thing. I voted against the Oasis Road specific plan when it was passed by the council. The specific plan calls for, in the Oasis Road, specific plan area, 40 houses and 7,000 apartments. I guess if they get 7,000 apartments out there, then they're going to need a huge shopping center, but I don't see any demand for 7,000 apartments out there. I think the whole thing ought to be scrapped and start over again. However, Oasis Road doesn't pencil for a private developer without significant, significant governmental intervention in terms of tax giveaways, and it's just not ready yet. And until it's ready, until there's a demand, I mean, we already have 1 million square feet of vacant retail in town, more than 1 million square feet. I see absolutely no reason why any tax-supported agency should be giving money to Stillwater Road to promote private development.
Oasis Road.
Oasis Road.
Well, you can say the same thing about Stillwater, too.
You could. I couldn't. But, right. You know, until it's ready. Well, its time hasn't come yet.
I can't see any reason why we should. I mean, I've heard a number of economic speakers who've come to town say the worst thing we can do is chase retail. I mean, retail will find its own market, so why would we chase retail? I can
but
see why we might.
Didn't they say that about when Costco was going in, the Target out there?
Look, here's, you know, one of the reasons I am strongly in favor, and apparently none of the incumbents are, strongly in favor of a tax exchange agreement with the county, mm-hmm. is that once there's a tax exchange agreement with the county, it will remove all pressure on Knighton Road for development and refocus it to Oasis Road. It will, in effect, drive up the property value at Oasis Road. As long as the county and the city competes for retail sales tax, we're going to have bad planning. We need to make planning intelligent planning and a plan for smart growth, not what we've got now, which is who's going to give them the best deal. But Oasis Road isn't ready under any theory at this point in time, not because of the bridge, but because of the economy.
Mm-hmm. And the race with Knighton, out in Knighton Road. I agree. You know that we've got two entities pushing right here. Our guest today is Ken Murray. We're talking political questions and future of our city here. We've got a 10-candidate race, as most people know, I would hope. If you don't know that, maybe you shouldn't be voting this year. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest co-host today, Judy Salter, and proud to have you here.
Glad to be here, Carl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and Linda's getting ready for On the Spot with Linda Bott. So our guest co-host, doing an outstanding job, is Judy Salter. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Carl, and I'm delighted we've got Ken Murray here with us today.
And we do. We have Ken, and we have Charles. You are on line one at KCNR.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Charles.
Yes, On the subject of civility, now, I remember you know, for years have waxed eloquent on the matter. But, you know, does it only go one, now, does it only go one way? For instance, earlier this year, there was a city council meeting in which various union members had packed the council chamber and were repeatedly, you know, they were heckling, you know, council members and speakers who said things that they didn't want to hear and doing things that, if the behavior were done by anybody else, simply would not have been tolerated.
I agree, Charles. I think civility must go both ways. And I have told the people on my campaign that I don't want to see any sign tampering. I don't want to see anybody messing with anybody else's campaign. That this campaign ought to be on issues, not on whose muscle is biggest or whose evil thoughts are blackest.
Hey, Charles, thanks a lot for your phone call, Charles. Okay.
I'd like to hear some good stuff.
Okay, let's be positive here for the next few minutes.
This is a great town.
Yeah. What you were talking, Ken, about things that you see in the future that are positive.
I do. I mean, first of all, the thing that makes Redding what it is its people. We have the friendliest, most generous community on the face of the earth. It's a joy to come back. Anytime I go on vacation, I'm always eager to get home because it's better than any place I've ever been. But there are things in our future that are looking bright. We're finishing two bridges totaling about $150 million worth of construction here in town. They'll be finished soon. But so, you know, and construction industry has kept us going for a long time. Looking ahead, we're going to see a $100 million Turtle Bay Hotel that's going to be by a local contractor with local workers.
A lot of jobs there.
A lot of jobs. We're going to see a $225 million courthouse. So that's $325 million I could see breaking ground in the next year. And that's a lot of jobs. That's positive.
Are all those jobs local jobs? Or are they bringing them in from someplace else?
Well, I think Ken Gifford's been selected as the contractor for the hotel.
Yeah,
so those will be local jobs.
So those are local jobs. Okay.
Yeah, the courthouse will probably have some out-of-area prime contractor, but they'll use some subcontractors locally. So it all trickles down. And even if they use a out-of-area prime contractor, like Hewitt Pacific from is building the bridge over on Cypress, those people stay in our motels, you know, eat in our restaurants, spend their wages for their entertainment here in this town, and it boosts our economy.
They hire lots of local subs.
They do. I think it won't be another year before we see our first company in Stillwater. I think that we can look forward to a growing Simpson University. I am pleased that there are more and more linkages through Shasta College, resulting in four-year degrees. I was excited the other night at that fundraiser for the Reading School District music programs to find out that Reading enjoys two champions amongst the members of our community. One is the Western Junior Fiddle Champion, and the other is the Western Flat Pick Guitar Champion.
Was he were those two
I
kids
like
great?
Stuff.
I mean, those were
fabulous.
Great.
Yeah.
This
is a great music town, and to see those young people coming up, they were absolutely fabulous.
They were.
That was really, really impressive.
Okay. Well, you know, there are... nobody's saying there isn't positive things happening. And this community is a great community. That's obvious, you know, by the things, the way people stand up and the way they take care of each other. And this is in tough times, and you see people reaching deep in their pockets for things to help those less fortunate. We got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we've got a number of questions. We have some questions coming in on the chat room. And if you've got a question for Ken Murray, the phone number here is 605-4567. Carl and Linda Bott, our guest co-host today is Judy Salter, standing in for Linda while she's getting ready for the show tonight. KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:46 in the morning. It's our phone lines here are 605-4560. Or jump into the chat room like many of you have. They ask questions.
Good questions coming in.
Yeah, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley and his men put in a dish satellite, and they also do the home theater system, surround sound. His phone number is 244-1988. Guarantees his work. Been in business for 15 years. Local man, local employees, local money stays local. Can I say any more than that? Linda's out today because of her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott, starting at 6 p.m. So our guest co-host today is Judy Salter. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, Ken. Can I ask him a question?
You certainly may.
You know, one thing that near and dear to my heart, we were just talking earlier when we were off about the concert that for the Reading School District last week, it's kids. Kids in our town. It's a huge thing about supporting our kids. I know that was always a big issue for you. So what would you see going forward in City Council that this community needs to do for kids?
You know, it's interesting you bring that up. I'm going to a luncheon today specifically on that subject with a bunch of community leaders. There has been a recent survey taken, surveyed 600 kids in the community and different business people. And we're going to hear the results of it at lunch today. John Thompson has put that thing together. I think we need to recognize that our children are our most valuable asset, and we need to encourage them to be involved. I mean, I'd like to see us do some different things than we've done in the past. I was in Hawaii 1 year during election. You know, in Hawaii, Election Day is a school holiday. Statewide. And kids go to the polls and vote, separate ballot boxes, and they have mock candidate forums in their class and mock discussions about the ballot measures. They're teaching their children at an early age that voting is important and a responsibility. I don't know why we can't do something like that.
Well, you know, I agree. I think and in Hawaii it's working because they just elected a Republican as governor.
Oh, my gosh. It must have felt like a volcano getting ready to happen.
But you're right about that. You know, and pardon my facetiousness, but it is, we need to get our kids involved. They need to understand it. More questions coming.
Let me share with you an example. A friend of mine who is a Reading police officer, actually he's an officer. He's been around for a long time. His kids are, one's in high school, one's in college. They had a party at their house here 3 weeks ago and invited their kids to invite all their friends over. And they talked about the importance of voting. They got all the kids to register at the party to vote, 18, 19, 20 years old. I think that's the commitment we adults have to have to our children and make it an important event. And they did, and I'm stoked by it.
Election is, you know, people that don't vote is a slap in the face for every veteran that I can think of. And speaking of voting, Convention Center, we've talked about this before last time you were on. I just want to clarify from other questions here. Convention Center and the rodeo grounds, are you willing to sell them?
Nope.
Under any circumstances?
Nope.
Okay, no sell.
Nope.
All right.
Was that clear enough?
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Nope.
That comes in again.
Okay.
Well, you never can. Sometimes things change.
Nope.
Okay, not on that. How's it, you know, one of the things I've talked to you about, when we see, I see three names. I see a slate, and it says public safety.
Mm-hmm.
What, you know, how do you become a member of this group of three?
Well, I think I got to be a member of it by accident, but...
It was an accident that the police and fire unions backed you? No.
No, that they did a slate. You know, I didn't make an appeal to become part of a slate. I've always had police backing. In the past, I've had the backing of the Chamber of Commerce, the Bills Exchange, and the Board of Realtors, and this year I have the backing of the unions, and they're going to find out the same thing that the Board of Realtors and the Builders Exchange found out, and that is I am very independent. I listen to what they have to say. I treat them with respect. But my bottom line is what's in the best interest of the taxpayers of the citizens of Reading. So I'm the same person who's supporting me switched over the years, but I'm still the same person I always was. You know, there's campaigns within campaigns going on here. I have my own campaign with my own committee members. I have a member of each of the organizations that support me on my campaign committee and helping me. But I think the other two on the so-called slate have the same situation. But the unions are running a campaign totally separate from mine. They don't ask me what to do, and I don't tell them what to do. And that particular campaign is independent of the candidates they are supporting.
The amount of money that the unions are putting in is outstripping the amount of money put in by other organizations to the other candidates.
That's a nice change. You realize that when I ran before, or many of us have run before, we were talking $50,000-$60,000, $70,000 to run for a seat on city council. Mm-hmm. So the amount of money this year, $20,000. I think by the time it's all said and done, I will have raised and spent about $25,000. Certainly under 30 is less than half of what was being spent 4 years ago.
There was a big article in the paper just along that lines that said candidates amass $127,000. That was all 10 of them.
Yeah.
And you know, 4 years ago, it was $50,000 to $60,000 per candidate.
Right.
Well, that was before our time. So the
no, 4 years ago. Well, that's true. But
before our time. But the thing about it, though, is that for this time in frame, is that they're saying it's more money than they raised, 2 years ago?
It is more money than, as far as I know, the unions have ever spent on candidates.
Mm-hmm.
But it is far less money than candidates have come to expect to spend on a campaign.
All right, before we take a break, which we have to, we have some people on. And Jim, hang on to after the to after we take this break, because the question came up again. You are in favor of the workers for the employees of Reading to pay their CalPERS or PARS.
I am willing. I want to negotiate it. And I have told each and every one of the unions they're going to have to start paying.
All right, take a break here.
Pretty clear.
This is Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Shasta County
Stand me up.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, our last segment here, 8:55 in the morning. Carl Linda Bott, and Linda's off because she's got her show tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott, and our co-host is Judy Salter. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
This is great fun.
Athens, yeah. And D.C. Tim and Amanda Black give great haircuts, great prices, give veterans a discount, and also it's man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest is Ken Murray.
That's a sexist comment.
Well, if anybody knows about sexist, it's you, Ken. So
sexist comment, man's last stronghold.
But that's the name on the, that's what it says, man's last stronghold.
Oh, really?
You're not going to see Oprah in there.
Women can't go in and get
police,
a haircut?
The police, no. I mean, they could, but just come back out looking like me.
They might come out looking like you.
Yeah,
I know,
looking
Lord.
At me.
Look
know
like
what?
A marine, huh?
You know, that's where your backers get their haircut. The unions.
I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. Jim.
Hey, hello, good morning.
Good morning, you're on KCNR.
Hey, thank you. Ken, the majority of the city council have made some decisions concerning medical marijuana. We have co-ops, we have plans for nursery. The city has made a statement that if Proposition 19 passes, that it will not allow retail sales in the city. Do you disagree or agree with those positions?
Frankly, Jim, I haven't paid any attention to them. I know it's a hot issue in some quarters. From my perspective, Prop 215 passed in California. I realize that medical marijuana is in some ways against the federal law, but I also recognize that California is a leader in many areas. I think medical marijuana is fine when prescribed for a doctor. I'm not convinced that the way the where they're located. I mean, there's three next to each other over in Mission Square. I'm not sure that's the best planning on the face of the earth. But honestly, I haven't followed the council debate. I don't know what they did. And when elected to the council, I'll start with a fresh perspective and make up my own mind.
Hey, do you support or oppose Proposition 19?
I don't even know what it is. I haven't gotten
marijuana.
My ballot.
That's the marijuana
the marijuana.
I don't know. I haven't read it.
Okay.
You know what? Normally, I mean, when I was on the radio, I read them, I got them, I poured over them. I haven't even got my sample booklet yet, and that's what I read.
A question from the chat room. Why do you think the Record Searchlight endorsed Bassetti and Jones and Sullivan?
They have the right to be wrong.
So they're wrong,
their freedom of speech organization.
So it was wrong about all three, or three?
I don't have a clue how the Record Searchlight makes their decisions. I sometimes wonder about why they publish what they publish.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ken, we got a couple minutes left.
Okay.
Why don't you close it out here as we give our chance to everybody, you know, final thoughts.
I think it's really important everyone go out and vote. My greatest concern at election time is always the number of people who will actually show up. I think it's a crying shame if only 40 or 45% of the electorate shows up and votes. I would much rather have, you know, an 80% turnout so that you know that what happens as a result is really what we believe in as a community, and we can make a statement as a community about where we're going in the future. So I think it's really important everyone go vote. If you're not registered to vote, you have until October 18th to register to vote. Go register. I mean, you can pick up a form at a post office and mail it in. It's not like it's hard. And go vote on Election Day. It's really, really, really important. It is our system of government, and we need to exercise our rights in our system of government to protect our system of government. And, I mean, Carl was a veteran. I'm a veteran. You know, it's a right.
It's a right paid for by people.
Paid
it's
for
right.
by other people. So, or maybe
by yourself.
By you yourself. Yeah. But if you're not registered to vote and you served in the military, there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Ken Murray, thanks a lot for coming on, Ken,
thanks,
as usual.
Ken.
And Judy Salter, thank you so much for being our co-host.
It was great fun.
Oh,
you know, that's what's good about
good
this
time.
Radio station is a lot of ideas batting around, a lot of opinions, good humor, and the ability to talk.
Community radio.
Yeah. Talking together, not separate, talking together.
That's right. You know, hey, Linda, we miss you, and I know you're on the show tonight with On the Spot with Linda Bott at 6 p.m. Tomorrow, Sandra Spears.
Sandra.
Oh, I thought it was Sandra. Okay.
No, Sandra.
I was saying Sandra, and you said it was, okay.
No, you had
Sandra Spear, running for city council, will be our guest tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. Plus, we have a number of other little surprises for you. It's Friday. Plus, tomorrow at noon, Town Hall, Tobacco and Brew, Patrick Henry Jones will be in a debate with a secret candidate right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
a lot of political happenings this weekend and a
happening.
Great event down at the fairgrounds.
Yeah, and remember tonight, aren't the Democrats having something?
Democrats are having a party down at the downtown mall.
Yeah, getting all together in that one phone booth, right?
That'd be right in our smart car, right. But great event down at fairgrounds this
and
weekend.
And the fairgrounds, and plus the politics in the park. And say, there's so many things going on.
And upcoming is the big library fundraiser
on the 16th.
On the 16th.
Linda and I will be guest bartenders there, I think, along with Cheetah.
That's right. Cheetah's and Saturday night here in town, it's a fundraiser at the Cascade for Schrader Planetarium and Whiskeytown Neat Environmental
That's
Camp.
Right.
So good choices.
This
good
is Carl calling about Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.